And it's been 2 months since Russia invaded Ukraine, and Finland and Sweden are making moves towards possible NATO membership to gain allies as protection against Russia. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Williams, Associate Professor and Director of the International Relations Program at the Maxwell School for Citizenship and Public Affairs at Syracuse. Michael, thanks very much for joining us. This seems to be a slow process. Is there any way to speed things up? Because it's a good time to have friends.
Yeah, it definitely is a good time to have friends. The process normally takes months, if not longer, years. In the case of Sweden and Finland, it would be a relatively quick process because they're both advanced liberal democracies with market economies. They have strong militaries, and they would meet all the qualifications for membership. And the real problem is the moral hazard that's created when they express that they want to join NATO, or the alliance says, yes, they can join NATO, and then when they actually join. And what you see there is that you have a gap, right, between saying we're joining, they will be joining, and when they're covered by the mutual security guarantee. And so what NATO needs to think about is whether or not they can have a process that essentially is a fait accompli, where they're accepted into the alliance immediately so they have that security guarantee and it doesn't entice Russia to act irresponsibly against Sweden or Finland in the interim.
And Moscow has done some saber-rattling with the prospect of Finland and Sweden joining NATO. How seriously should those countries take that as well as NATO?
Well, it's definitely worrisome. The Russians have said that they're going to change their no-nuclear policy in the Baltic region, perhaps in response to them joining the alliance, which they may very well do, but they could do that without Finland and Sweden joining NATO. And I think it's really difficult to take a lot of what Russia says at face value. As we see daily with the news coming out of the war, and we've seen historically, right, in terms of how they interpret. They're the belligerent actor here. They're the ones who've used force to reorder Europe now several times in the last 15 years. Finland is rightly especially worried given their extensive border and history with Russia. They fought a very brutal war with the Russians in 1939, 1940 for their peace and independence from them. So I think that the Russians are going to rattle the sabers, but I don't think that they're going to act. They're too tied down in Ukraine. And as we've seen, their military can barely handle the Ukrainian military, which is certainly not on par with what the Finns or the Swedes can furnish.
Michael, the former U.S. ambassador to NATO, Ivo Dalder, wrote an opinion piece in The Atlantic that NATO must welcome Ukraine. How likely do you think that will happen, especially in the meantime?
I think that's highly unlikely in the meantime. You know, the difference between, let's say, Sweden and Finland and a country like Ukraine is that Sweden and Finland bring a lot of assets into play, right? And Ukraine and like other smaller allies that are recently joined, like say North Macedonia, they bring more liabilities, right? And Ukraine especially, we've seen tremendous fighting power and potential really being a shield of the West in a certain sense. But with an ongoing conflict in eastern Ukraine, and with internal conditions there, those need to be sort of meted out. And the alliance is just not going to achieve political consensus to admit the member while they're in belligerent state with Russia, right? And so that's going to be the key problem. We'll be resolving that. And then in the future, I definitely think there's been a larger shift towards more positivity towards Ukraine, but nothing will happen until the immediate conflict's resolved.
Michael, thanks very much for your perspective. Michael Williams, Associate Professor and Director of the International Relations Program at Syracuse.